Thank you for listening to this podcast, the fifth in an interview series about St. Luke's Hospital. Listen to Rich Murphy from Iatric Systems and Clark Averill from St. Luke's Hospital as Clark answers a question from the audience about solving physicians' concerns of using two EHRs and how Iatric Systems created a custom routine to provide patient data in both systems in real time. St. Luke's uses Iatric Systems Physician Office Integration, which allows hospitals to electronically send and receive orders from Physician Office EMR systems. Let's join the conversation.
Our physicians are concerned about having to live in two EHRs. What did you do to address that issue?
That's a great question. One of the problems that you have when you have two systems is the physician, when they're in the ambulatory world, especially if they're an on-campus specialty physician because they're seeing patients in the hospital, they end up having almost to jump through two electronic health records to find that information. And so we really strive to not have that happen. What we did and what Iatric enabled for us was to take all of the information that is coming out of Meditech via ITS or the lab module and send that data to ECW. So not only do we send orders to Meditech and get those results that would be resulted against that order, we also send all lab results, especially if they're done in the acute care setting, we send all those lab results unsolicited over to ECW. Also, any hospital documentation like a discharge summary, an operative report, a diagnostic report, an echo report, you know, all of those different types of reports come out of ITS, and we send all those to ECW also so that those are available in the ECW EMR. From a hospital perspective, when a person is caring for the patient in the acute care setting, they really do need to see some of the ambulatory information, and that really hits you in urgent care and the emergency department because the emergency department wants to see what happened last. And those emergency doctors don't really want to leave Meditech and leave their ED module and jump over to eClinical Works, especially if they don't know if there's something to see there. So when a physician in eClinical Works locks their progress note, which is equivalent to signing the note in ECW, that note gets sent from ECW to Meditech via the Iatric interface. But Iatric needed to do a kind of a special routine for us in that case. And what they needed to do is we didn't have a place in Meditech to really put that note. You don't want to put it on that same acute care visit. That doesn't make sense clinically. And everything in Meditech is visit-based. And so what Iatric was able to do is they see that progress note coming from eClinical Works. They basically do a short registration of a clinical visit, a clinic visit is what we call it, or a documentation visit. And then they put that progress note on that documentation visit. So it's available in our Meditech EMR under the other reports panel. And our ED physicians find that invaluable because that progress note will have the last med list. It has the allergies. It has the notes of the last visit. And so as you're caring for a patient, especially in the emergency care setting, you need that information. And so the physicians don't need to jump out of any system. They already have all of the information. And it really keeps those two EHRs kind of in sync from an EMR perspective. You know, if a result is in one, it's in the other in almost all cases. And that was a critical component to physician satisfaction. Rich, I don't know if you have any other comments about that, but I think that functionality of getting that progress note back into Meditech was critical.
Right. That was definitely something that, you know, we sat down with your team and defined how you guys needed that to work. And we came up with that solution to put that back into the ITS application in that case as a textual type of note. And then, like you said, then it's available in the EMR. And just to also add that the bidirectional integration here, as you mentioned, Clark, is real time. So in your workflow example, as those results are happening in Meditech or really any of the HIS systems, the lab results, radiology results, as new results are placed and existing results are manipulated, those are sent back out to the practices real time. So there's no real delay there. Just like you said, the practices should have a real-time snapshot of what's happening in Meditech. And then same with that progress note. As soon as we receive that, we put that back in so that there's that real-time snapshot on the hospital side, you know, of what's happening out there in the practices.
Yeah, and I can just add to that how critical it was when we first implemented eClinical Works. MyAtrix was able to send the results real time, and so we were getting them to eClinicalWorks literally within seconds of them being resulted in Meditech. It is that real time. But we found an issue with ECW when we went live that they processed the results sequentially, and the way that their interface worker jobs work is they would only take so many so fast, and we found that we were overwhelming that sequence of how fast they could process those results. And you can't believe how many physicians were calling and complaining about that 5-minute, 6-minute delay of those results getting back, primarily because it affected their workflow in caring for the patient in the ambulatory world. And so you don't really think about how critical it is to have an almost real-time system, but it's critical. I mean, there are some results that don't need to be as real-time. An X-ray report usually isn't quite as critical. But those labs were extremely important. We were able to work with ECW to address that problem in their system, but it was not an iAtrix issue. iAtrix was getting the information to ECW in plenty of time. It's just that the ECW just couldn't process it. But we've addressed that problem and have it fixed now.
A 5-minute delay might not sound like much, but right, it is.
It is, especially when you got a patient waiting around. It's a big problem.
Now more than ever, right?
Thank you, Rich and Clark, for sharing your experience. If you're like Clark and need to integrate bidirectionally with your physician office EMR systems, please contact us at info@iatric.com for more information. Call us at 978-805-4100 or go to www.iatric.com. We'll be happy to speak with you.